going real well, and today was much better than yesterday. You know, yesterday we were out there just trying to get, you know, reacquainted with football after about 4 months off, and, you know, today was much smoother, much easier, and, you know, we're finally starting to pick it up. So, you know, we're making strides, and I think tomorrow will be that much better.
You know, when you were introduced, you said you thought the transition might be fairly easy for you because of this, you know, system you played in college. How is that going so far?
Technique's very similar to that of a, you know, 3-4, similar to what we ran at SC. But, you know, learning a whole new defense and terminology, that's the tricky part. So you really have to spend a lot of time studying, getting your playbook, and just, you know, familiarizing yourself with it, or else you can't be out there. So that's what all of us are trying to do right now, and trying to get it, you know, on the field as early and often as possible.
Quinn told an interesting story yesterday about how you guys played at the went head-to-head at the Senior Bowl, and you stood him up. I guess you're one of the only two guys that has ever done that. What do you remember about that?
You know, that's funny that he admitted to that. But, no, it was just, I think it was a lead power or something. I had to come in and spill it. Stood him up, made a play in the backfield, and, you know, I haven't given him any a hard time about that yet, but he's a big kid, so I don't plan on him because I know he'll probably get me in the future. But, you know, it's just good fun that we're having, and, you know, to be on the same team as him and you know, be acquainted with these, you know, this draft class right away, you know, it makes the transition that much easier.
Outside of playing and getting in the playbook, what have you thought about this organization and last night, obviously, with the Hall of Fame banquet and, you know, getting to meet some of the old greats?
You definitely hear about how, you know, prestigious and historic this place is, but, you know, I really don't think you get a true grasp until you're in the town, you're surrounded by, you know, you go through the practices, you're surrounded by the greats and the Hall of Fame and, you know, this and that. So it's really starting to dawn on us, you know, what this, you know, Green Bay organization actually means. And it's funny because we, you know, had a few guys talk last night saying, once you spend a couple years here, then you'll truly understand, you know, you'll truly appreciate it that much more. So, yeah, I think right now we're just kind of, you know, kids in a candy store talking about how we understand, but, you know, we have no idea. But at the same time, you know, we do understand, you know, how prestigious it is and what we're trying to accomplish here.
Have you had any interaction with fans? I know BJ was saying that some people already recognized him.
Yeah, we definitely met some people at the airport. You know, there's, you know, friendly fans just letting us know that they're supportive of us and, you know, happy to have us here. And, you know, there's people getting autographs in the morning. They seem to be here 24/7. So it's all, you know, it's just indications of a great football town. And that's something that we're really looking forward to.
Does that surprise you at all?
Not really. You know, I mean, I've heard things about Green Bay before, and that's what I would expect. And being a small, you know, one of the last small towns to have a NFL franchise, I'd expect it to be that way. And rightfully so, tell the truth.
Are you guys on the semester system or trimester?
Yeah, we're on the semester.
Okay, so are you going to have any issues?
I graduated December of 2008.
Oh, okay. So
you're all done.
All squared away. Okay. So
yes,
will
ma'am.
You stay here now?
We'll go home tomorrow at around noon, and we'll be back on the 18th, and we'll start OTAs then, and I think just take it from there.
So what do you do in between that time? Just take it easy, or are you going to be working out every day?
Training. Well, especially coming here and figuring, you know, realizing the tempo and the pace that's set here, you know, you really have to work that much harder towards it. I know we have a workout later on. We're going to get the, you know, strength and conditioning sheet, start working on that. Also just, you know, emulating what we did in practice and start, you know, getting better and familiarizing ourselves with the playbook. So that way when we come out, you know, there's no drop-off and it's a smooth transition into with the veterans.
Are there any vets you're looking forward to meeting and picking their brains and all that?
Absolutely. I think all the linebackers, really. You know, just to, you know, I've heard, you know, Cam is just a stud. Love to pick A.J. Hawk's brain and, you know, just, you know, to be around the veterans, too. And I know a few of them, you know, here and there. So it'll just be fun just to start interacting with the team and being a part of them.
What's it been like working with Kevin Green?
It's been intense. You know, he's a great mentor and coach. And, you know, he's someone that I think everyone looked up to as a pass rusher back in the day, just as a player and overall, you know, ambassador of the game. So to have him as my coach, I'm very fortunate, and I know he'll get me right.
Do you remember watching him when he was a player?
Absolutely. How could you miss him with that hair?
And the intensity is still there as a coach?
Oh, absolutely. You know, he may tone it down a little bit, not so much yelling, but you can tell by, you know, looking in his eyes how much football means to him. And he's telling us stories of how he wakes up at 3 in the morning, jots down notes, and then deciphers it in the morning. So we know how much it means to him, and we know how much it means to have him as our coach. He hasn't mentioned anything about that yet. There's been a few people who have said, you know, I may have longer hair than AJ, but, you know, we'll determine that once I come back.
And you knew Dave Redding beforehand too, is that correct?
Right, yeah. I knew a few of the people here. Redman was the trainer for my dad out in Cleveland. Ted Thompson played with my uncle. You know, Red Batty was the equipment manager for my uncle. And, you know, it just goes down the line. There's so many people here that are some way affiliated with my dad and uncle. And, you know, just people who I know through my agency. So it's been a smooth transition, and it seems like a great fit.
What about your weight program? Have you talked to him a little bit? I know, obviously, you're big on the weight room. Do you think that will
I sure hope not. You know, I'd love to just keep up my mentality and get in there and work hard each and every day. And, you know, I've been talking to him a little bit, but right now we're about to get initiated into, you know, working out and what the schedule is going to be like. So I'm looking forward to that.
What were Sundays like growing up in your family, and what were family get-togethers like with your dad and your uncle and your grandpa?
They were pretty chaotic. You know, we have 5 kids in our family, and Bruce has 7. So, you know, trying to round up all those kids to the games was something else. But, you know, we were too young. I myself was too young to truly appreciate it, because I was more interested in the food I was going to eat rather than how many tackles my dad was going to have or sacks. So, you know, that's unfortunate. But at the same time, I understood the magnitude of, you know, what he was doing. But, you know, we're truly blessed by the NFL to, you know, have my dad and uncle play for so long, and, you know, it's given so much back to us. So, you know, I'm looking to do the same.
So when you were in high school, your dad was your D coordinator, right?
Correct.
And you never started.
No, not until my senior year. He, you know, elected not to start me my junior year, but rightfully so. I wasn't big enough, wasn't fast enough, wasn't strong enough. So, you know, he's not one of the fathers who's going to play his son just because he's his son. And, you know, I think that's why, you know, I'm the person I am today with, you know, workman's mentality. It's because of that. I've been treated equally and fairly. And at the same time, I've had to work my way to be where I am today.
So when you went to USC, were you considering any other school?
Well, I didn't have any other offers coming out of school. So, you know, SC was obviously my number one school to walk onto just because of, you know, it's about 45 minutes away from my hometown. Obviously, my dad and uncle have a great history there, and what Pete Carroll had been doing over there just seemed like a perfect fit. You know, I obviously didn't realize the work that was going to have to be put in to be in the position where I'm at today. But, you know, I've said this before, but it's not your typical 5-star, you know, recruit or blue chip callers career at SC. But, you know, it's definitely put me in the place where I am today, and it's created this chip on my shoulder and kind of the way in which I play today, you know, trying to earn respect because of that.
I think I was reading that you told the Sports Info guys you wanted to keep your picture from your walk-on days. You keep that in the media guide
We kept that in the media guide just because, okay. You know, it was a fun picture to look at, but when draft day came around, I still had my baby face picture up there. You know, it looked a little like we might need to change, so hopefully now we can roll with this one.
So you're gonna be taking an updated one?
Yeah, we just took an updated one, so I'm hoping that one gets in the media guide.
Was there a point, you know, I guess, was it the combine where you realized the first round potential might be possible, or at what point did you feel like teams really started to take notice?
Well, it's funny because I had a friend who was drafted in the 7th round last year, and you know, my family and I were just thinking how, you know, neat it would be just to be drafted. And, you know, I had a pretty good senior season, started working my way up. There's, you know, talks that I could go here and there. Went to the Senior Bowl, showcased my skills, Indianapolis, Pro Day. Just kept working my way up. And you know, that's all I really wanted, was a chance to showcase my skills. And, you know, unfortunately, I only had 1 year to do that. So, you know, a lot of people say that's my knack, or, you know, that's my knock on me. But, you know, at the same time, I think there's, you know, so much growth and potential for me. And that's all I'm going to keep on doing here. So, you know, I'm in the situation I am because I keep working. And that's what I plan on doing.
Are you aware of how rarely Ted Thompson traded up? And for him to do that for you, he must really think a lot of you.
I heard it's pretty rare. So, you know, especially to have a team, you know, especially with Ted Thompson not really trading up too often, it means a great deal for them to have, you know, to want me a part of their program and what they believe in me. And you know, I appreciate that because, you know, obviously you want a team that's going to believe in you, and you want someone who's going to, you know, throw you in there and give you opportunities to make plays and really showcase your ability. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to, and I'm glad they chose, you know, they decided to move up because I'm in a great fit now.
Is that putting more pressure on you, or is that possible?
You know what? No matter where I would have went, first, second, third, you know, no matter. I think the pressure lies within myself just to, you know, be the best person I can. And obviously there's, you know, outside influences of being a first round, of, you know, having my dad and uncle be, you know, a Hall of Fame football player and team Pro Bowls. But at the same time, you know, I want to be the best just because, you know, I want to be the best. And, you know, that's enough pressure that I put on myself to do well.
What's been the biggest surprise over these last couple of days that stands out?
You know, just the speed of the game, really. You know, I mean, I imagine that when you got to the Senior Bowl, you see how faster it picks up. And, you know, you have all the rookies here and unsigned free agents, so you know it's going to pick up. And now people's jobs on the line, so, you know, you have to give everything each and every down.
Do you have a sense for how soon you'll get acclimated to the playbook and can just kind of play?
Well, I'm light years ahead of where I was yesterday. You know, yesterday I was making mistakes left and right, and today I felt like I did a great job. But obviously there's so much more room for improvement. But, you know, I think I'm actually starting, you know, you have to understand a whole new terminology and play sets and calls and what you're supposed to do, you know, switching to a 3-4. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and that's what everyone has to go through. So the sooner you can get acclimated to it, the sooner you can get on the field.